IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Qasim and Shaykh Ali Himani. Shaykh Ali Himani, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank Qasim. You for having me on the show.
You're welcome, brother. And Shaykh Qasim, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So today we want to talk about a very good and important topic. Should children use a smartphone without parental supervision? Especially during COVID-19 pandemic, we could see that the use of smartphones, especially for the children, in both primary schools, you know, and upper schools, is more than before. So, it is inevitable nowadays, not to use smartphones, but it had its own impacts on the lives of both parents and the children, the relation between parents and children, and so on. So, Sheikh Ali, let's start with you, brother. So, how to tackle this problem? How to deal with it?
Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Personally, if you ask me, that with the advent of AI, artificial intelligence, smartphone is no longer just a device to access information or yes. use it for educational purposes. So, if there was no AI, I would have said, yeah, there's no problem allowing children to use smartphones even without parental supervision to a certain extent, right? But with the advent of smartphones, there's advent of artificial intelligence, and yes. this has changed the game totally. Okay. Now, this artificial intelligence uses all sorts of inputs from your mobile device to detect who is using the device. And based on that device, it also pushbacks certain information, right?
Yes.
I remember my wife, she was sitting with her friends and they were thinking about, you know, the Sizda Rajab, the 13th of Rajab is coming up. So let's plan something in our madrasa. And they were talking about pizza, right?
Yes.
So they spoke about pizza, the different doughs and the different toppings and all that. And after 20 minutes, she was getting SMS from the Iranian services for pizza.
Oh.
So can you imagine how strongly they're using AI that she's getting SMSs from Iranian pizza sellers that, okay, this much discount for this pizza, yes. so on and so forth. So your microphone in the device is open yes. all the time. The camera, they can access anytime.
Yes.
And they're listening to it. So when they realize that a particular child is using the phone, then they know that it's the duration at which they can send in or push across certain yes. notifications, push across certain messages.
The pop-ups, windows, pop-ups, that's
and
right.
Which can take okay. them to different places, right? From games to inappropriate websites, right?
Okay.
So in this current era, children under 15 mm-hmm. using mobile phones without parental guidance is a high risk. And why do I say under 15? Because it's up to parents to do tarbiyat, the upbringing of the child, and bring him to that shu'ur of furqan, understanding yes. the right and yes. the wrong. And at that point, the child, yes. you know, can be allowed to access. But if he does not have that furqan, understanding yes. the right and wrong and yes. understanding the appropriate from inappropriate content, then even at the age of 15 or even 20, the child is not
That's
at
right.
the right mental shu'ur okay. and mental common sense to be allowed a mobile phone without parental guidance.
Shaykh Qasim, what if the parents themselves need a guidance?
Yeah.
Because nowadays the parents themselves are busy with, you know, with their smartphones,
yeah,
you know.
Sure.
And the only way in order to escape maybe the questions and the queries and so many doubts of the child is to buy one for them, you know,
yeah.
and leaving them free in the house, do whatever you want, and leave me free. I do, as a parent, for example, I do want to do my works, my staff, so do yourself, then there would be no supervision or something like that.
Yeah, actually the Islamic psychologists now say that we have to have this media literacy.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, we have this problem of illiteracy with respect to the
That's
media
right.
and the usage of media, how
okay.
to use the media. And actually, it applies to both, you know, adults and children. So that's a very actually the important issue. They have to gain this knowledge of how to use, you know, the media in the best way possible, and then they can actually convey this sort of usage to their children. So there are ways that we can sort of restrict our children to the appropriate usage of the media, especially the smartphones and social networks and things like that. Let me just mention a number of those techniques that the psychologists mentioned. For example, the first one is that you have to tell your child that this phone is not yours, because if once they feel the ownership of this phone, they feel that they can do whatever anything. they want. So they have to know that this is just a temporary usage, that they can have access to this phone, and this is not yours. This is what I tell my son.
Look, today's children say, "Father, yours is mine too."
you are mine too.
Okay. All the devices in the house are mine.
Mine. Yeah. So
they put password on them, man. How to control them, the children?
Yeah. Okay. Unfortunately, this is what I say. With all due respect. Okay. This illiteracy that some of us may have. We started this way, and it may be a sort of hard for us to quit the way that it is. So the first thing is that they have to understand that it's not theirs, to use. So they have to take permission if they want to use it. Even they want to use it for, I don't know, for their school or for educational purposes or things like that. So this is the first thing. The second thing is that it has to be limited to certain times. Mm-hmm. It should not be go on and on. Sometimes we see that a child maybe works with his or her smartphone, 6 hours, 8 hours.
Yes.
It's not nonstop.
24 hours.
Yeah. Some of the experts, they say it should not be more than 2 hours. Altogether the media that a child uses, and otherwise it will have very bad impacts on that kid. So
it causes an addiction, they say.
Yeah. So
can I just add a point? Okay. More than just the addiction, there's a concept called alpha waves and beta waves in your brain, right? Mm-hmm. So when the brain is functioning, there is alpha waves and beta waves working in your brain. So when you subject your child to the screen time, be it your mobile phone or tablet or computer, even TV, even television, the rays that are emitted, the blue light that is emitted, the LED that is being used, and the constant changing of the frames, this causes the brain waves to alter from one state to the other state. And when it alters to the other state, it leads to stress levels, it leads to poor memory and
poor concentration.
And all those problems that Sheikh Qasim is mentioning, it comes from this alteration of the brain waves from alpha to beta and from beta to alpha.
Yeah, that's right. Sure. Especially with this world, nowadays they're talking about the metaverse.
Yeah.
With these goggles, big glasses that you put on, and you are entering a virtual world in which you can make your own character with whatever features you like.
Yeah.
It's getting worse. I mean, we are talking now about the smartphones. I think 10 years later, we have to talk about the metaverse goggles on your eyes.
Yeah.
How to face it,
Holographic stuff is...
Yeah, holographic stuff and all this. But the case is that, especially during pandemic, they were useful. I mean, the smartphones were useful, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, because, for example, the children couldn't go to the school, so they have to stay home. So education was not stopped. But the case is that, are the benefits more than the damages?
That's the question that we need to ask. That yes, this solved certain problems. This solved certain concerns and issues that, we saved ourselves from getting infected or children getting infected or children being the carrier of the COVID-19. But on the other hand, we led them to another psychological infection, which is being addicted to the mobile phones. Mm-hmm. When the kids were given the tablets or the mobile phones to attend the classes online, every time they would get a break of 15, 20 minutes, they would want to fiddle around and see what's there in the phone, what's there on the laptop. And then it led them to addiction to different mobile games and different websites that they shouldn't be visiting and all that. So again, this is due to lack of supervision. And this is, I think, lack lack of supervision is kind of a natural thing that mm-hmm. came in during pandemic because the parents were working online.
Yes.
So they were busy interacting with the client, solving the problem. And from moving to be physically present in the office environment to working online, a totally different way of working, they themselves were trying to sort things out for themselves.
Yes.
So they were busy with their own laptops and their phones, while the child found the absolute opportunity without any supervision to explore the phone he wants. And this led to dramatic results, which
right.
is negative. I wouldn't say positive, dramatic negative results. And
yes.
now a lot of parents are regretting that.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I let my son have this phone to this extent without supervision?
Yeah, actually,
they call it privacy
yeah.
in the West.
I believe that the preoccupation of the people is something, you know, so they are preoccupied, they are so busy with their own jobs, you know, and they don't have time maybe to supervise their children. This is one thing. The other thing is that when this child is looking at his father her father or mother, working with his staff, when you ask her or him that don't misuse that form or
Correct.
Don't use that a lot. So she or he would say that, okay, you are doing, you are working with that smartphone
exactly.
all the time. Why shouldn't I do that?
It's like a father who's smoking,
yeah.
telling his
yes.
son not to smoke.
Yeah.
And like, Dad, you smoke all the time. What's
yeah.
wrong? What's
so,
wrong? Why smoke?
Yeah. So I believe that maybe one of the steps that we can take, you know, towards a sort of regularizing the way that our children are playing with the smartphone and actually working mm-hmm. with the smartphone is that we ourselves have to start we have to sort of limit the times that we access our mobile phones and
yes.
we use our mobile phones so that they can imitate and follow
especially
their father's
nowadays
parents.
When you're invited to a party or something, everybody is busy with the
busy
phone
the
not looking at the face. Fortunately, I've seen this etiquette in some of the hosts, do not let any mobile phone inside the house, or there is a basket to put your mobile phone over there, put it on silent mode or flight mode, not to use it during the party,
yeah.
and just talk to each other, chit-chat, okay, and talking. But, the content in which, with which the children are now concerned is really dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be that for some countries there is a warning or a threat at the very beginning or rating for that, but they do not work at all.
Yeah. Let me, it's true that the parents are working with the phone all the time due to this pandemic. They're busy
yes.
working and all that. And I had this problem with my 7-year-old daughter. She would see me on the phone all the time because I'm interacting with people across the globe. They're reaching me out for counseling and all that stuff. Sometimes I'm supporting some organizations from the intellectual point of view that make sure your work is within the boundaries of Islam and all that. So, and we used to tell her that don't use mobile phones. So she would come to me and say, Baba, you're using mobile phone. Why can't I use it? Immediately, I would show her the screen. Look, mm-hmm.
I'm working right now.
Then I explain it to her that, look, this person is having ABCD problem and I'm trying to answer him. See? And I read the content for her. And then it's like she would,
okay.
Inspect me mm-hmm. at random times. She would just come, she's playing, she would come running and say, Baba,
check on you.
Why can't I use the phone? Then I'm like, look,
okay.
I'm helping. I'm making a PowerPoint presentation because I have to go and record.
Okay.
I have to do a presentation here. I have a class, so I'm putting
mm-hmm.
in my notes on philosophy and mantak. And she would say, oh. Then she realized that Baba uses the phone for educational purposes, for work purposes, for something that is productive and not for wasting time.
Thank you, Sheikh Qasim
yeah,
and Sheikh Ali Himani for your presence in the program. Viewpoints, it was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Call of Islam page. Also, our YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. inside, I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. It guides me through my darkest nights. It shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone.